The jury ruled that the criminal assault charge against the man in D.C. who threw a sandwich at a federal agent was baloney.
Listen up. This matters. I'm Lewis Black, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
The prosecution and the defendant, Sean C. Dunn, agreed that he threw a sandwich at a federal agent who'd been deployed in Washington at President Trump's direction. But other facts were in dispute. For example, the prosecution claimed that the 12-inch Subway sandwich was hurled at point-blank range and had exploded on the agent's chest. However, the defense pointed out that the wilted hoagie had landed on the armored vest plate of the Customs and Border Patrol agent, and the photograph and evidence showed that the sandwich on the ground was still in its wrapper. Exploded? The prosecutor argued that the judge's instructions on assault allowed a conviction if the jury believed that the defendant had interfered with law enforcement in any number of ways. But the jury didn't buy it. Just as previously, a grand jury refused to indict the sandwich hurler for a felony assault, which led to the government bringing this misdemeanor charge. Although this case has humorous aspects, it's also deadly serious. It demonstrates how far the government will go to try to stamp out dissent against the military, National Guard, and ICE deployments in American cities.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union, because freedom can't defend itself.